I like living in Carmel because of all the opportunities that it presents itself, and the communities are awesome.
Yeah, I like living in Carmel. It's a nice city and there's a lot of nice people.
Yeah, I love living in Carmel. There's a lot of opportunities to go to different activities, and there's a lot of restaurants and things like that to go to.
Yeah, I love living in Carmel. I love the proximity of everything to my house, and how close my friends live to me, and just the how nice the community is and all the opportunities that it brings.
As a student body at Carmel High School, we generally agree that we like living here in Carmel, Indiana. It's a community with a lot of people in a safe, well-off area. What about the kids in Carmel that don't go to CHS or any school at all? And what about the few people who don't like living here? We all know that people who live outside of Carmel usually don't like us as a community, but what about someone who lives in our city and feels that same way? 17-year-old Jake Shadburn moved from Jackson, Mississippi 3 years ago, and he isn't afraid to tell you about how he feels living here.
The one thing I would say I like about Carmel is, I don't know, the roundabouts are okay, I guess. It's probably the worst city to ever live in. It's just a bunch of rich people driving their BMWs and Porsches around. I think the world would do better without a Carmel.
And you could probably guess that Jake misses Jackson.
The thing I miss the most about Jackson is just people are real. They're just all super nice because it's the South. Up here, people are always kind of rude and, like, you know, it's the Midwest. They really don't care about others.
It's certainly been difficult for Jake to adapt to life here, and combining a homeschooled life with being naturally passive and shy hasn't helped him.
I wake up, I eat, I do school, I do the whatever I want because I'm homeschooled, and then I go to bed and repeat. You meet people through things like church or sports, but if I didn't do any of that, it would just be me and my imaginary friend. Well, there's a couple of group of people I've met. They're okay. They could do better. But other than that, you know, there's not much.
Go into more detail about your church group. Do you really connect with those guys? Have they really helped you out in this last year?
Yeah, in many ways. If I didn't talk to them, I would probably talk to no one throughout the week. They're pretty much the only people I talk to that's not a customer at work or my parents or someone from Tennessee I'm talking on the phone with or whatnot.
He's even developed social anxiety because of the new world he lives in.
It actually developed when I moved to Carmel because all of my friendships before, it was friendships that my brother were a part of, and I just tagged along, and then I became best friends with them. But then moving here, he's in college now, I kind of am on my own trying to make friends.
Do you feel, even though it developed in Carmel, that you've made progress in these last 3 years?
Yeah, in many ways. Medication's a great thing. It's just wonderful. Just pop a pill and you're good to go.
But despite his trouble with making friends, as he perceives it, his youth group through Grace Church in Noblesville has seen the other side of Jake. The group leader, Wes Mathias, sees Jake for who he really is.
Jake is really multifaceted. I mean, you've got the very serious, Christ-honoring Jake, but you also have the film-loving, kind of strange film-loving Jake, and then you have storytelling Jake as well. But I think more than anything else, you really have a guy who fits in very quickly and makes friends very easily on the outside. But I know there's also another side that he would perceive that's hard for him to do.
What was he like the first day you met him, and how was he the first day in group?
Actually, kind of surprising, because I was getting a couple people's cell phone numbers, and I had met Jake for like 5 minutes, and he came up and said, here's my cell phone that you could put in your phone too. And it was just like, well, I guess he's going to be in the group. But we had never really talked that he's going to be coming regularly, you're going to be part of it. And it was really kind of I thought very bold, but also showed some intense commitment right off the bat.
Jake is a rare find here in Carmel. It was voted the best city to live in just a few years ago, and most of us would agree that is the case. But as we have seen in Jake's situation, there is always another side to the story. For WHJE Radio, this has been Jack Kaiser.